Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning. We might worship the Lord together. And the only way we can worship Him is in spirit and in truth. I feel good in my spirit. I feel good in my body. And I thank God for this day. This is the day the Lord hath made. And the Bible said we can and we should rejoice and be glad therein. So let's go to this song right here. Hope it kind of brings you some strength and encouragement this morning.
He's the one who touched a blind man's eyes that day upon the street. And I watched him as he healed crippled man or twisted broken feet. And he loved the little children. I can see them as they sat upon his knee. Oh, how can they hurt him? This man's so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walked along the shores of Galilee. He's such a good man, it's all so confusing to me. He's the one who walked upon the sea, I was watching from the shore. And I heard him tell this lady, leave this place. Go and sin no more. And all I ever knew of him was doing good for people just like me. I just don't understand it. In the distance, three tall crosses I can see. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walk along the shores of Galilee. He's such a good man, it's all so confusing to me. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. Mama, see the man.
Yes, your mom. See the man. I love that little song. I got that from Claude Hopper many, many years ago, and we recorded that. He gave me permission to do it, of course, and I have enjoyed doing it for you, and I hope you enjoyed. I hope that Carolyn Ann Cole is listening to the broadcast this morning. They're our faithful listeners, and then Barry and Patty Harper, and then Louise and James Ellison, and well, we have so many people that listen, I hesitate calling names because as sure as I do, I'll leave somebody out. But I want to remember all of you. I remember Miss Brown and many of you this morning. So let's do this song right here. And this one also has got a great message to it. I don't do songs that doesn't have a message to them. And this one here has a great message to it. And it says, I'll just go on home and I'll wait for you there. So let's give it a listen to it and see what you think of it. Well, the good times I remember with my pop back many, many years ago. One day we were walking down through the field. Pap looked over at me and with tears running down his cheek, is what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kind of weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand, I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time, that's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. Oh, how sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand, we must go on. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time, it's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time, it's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there.
Yes, sir, I'm not going to die. I've done died already. I died to sin. I came alive to Christ. But thank God when I step in this world, you can rejoice because I know where I'm going. I have already made my commitment, and my calling and election is sure. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I slip from this life, I'll slip into a new life. And that life is a place where there's no tears, no heartaches, no pain. Hey, I was sitting here thinking, I've got a lot of friends on the other side, and it'll just be like going home. And I hope you enjoyed that song. And I'm going to do this one for you right here. I've been doing this song in a lot of churches all over the country, and people love the way I do it. And I love the song. And Rusty Goodman made this song famous before he left.
The old house I'm living in, well, it's need repair. The windows and the shutters letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them when I can get sometime. But all I've been getting lately
soon and very soon I'll leave this old world, oh, so far behind. And lately I've got leaving all for mine.
You know, so many people, they say, why don't you get out of there and go find you a better place to live? Oh, but I just can't seem to get excited about this old world and what it's got to give. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. Oh, what good would a world do me with this leaving all my mind? Lately all I've got is leaving all. You know, that's all that I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world, oh, so far behind. And lately I've got
Well, I hope you enjoyed that song. I want to send that out to Betty Jo and Ernest Atkins. And then also I want to remember my good friend Betty Spanger. I wonder how she's doing. I know that she's been faced with some sickness, so I hope that, Betty, if you're listening today, I hope that you're doing much better. And then I want to remember Arvin Neely's wife, Doris. Hope Doris is doing real good. And then Ruby Dixon. I want to always remember Ruby in that song. And as I said a while ago, Miss Glenna Brown, and then I've got so many friends out there that I don't know. I hate to just mention a lot of names and over, but listen, I appreciate your help. I appreciate your support. So let's go right now to the message, and I'll be right back with some more music. And I hope that you are enjoying the broadcast today, and God is richly blessing you. So let's go right now and listen to this sermon, Why Sink When You Can Swim.
You know, sometimes when I'm doing a broadcast, we try to do what the people enjoy, but yet we try not to be people pleasers, don't get me wrong. We try to mind the Lord, but I know a lot of people like preaching, a lot of people like singing, but we like to make the broadcast interesting and enjoyable so that you will enjoy it. I've always said this, if I don't enjoy it, then you don't enjoy it. And the things I do, if I like them, I feel like you like them. And we try to do what God wants us to do. And this morning I just feel like that I need to talk and ask you just a plain, point-blank question. Why sink when you can swim? Now, have you ever thought about it? There's not too many things that I've ever seen that couldn't swim. I mean, you could throw them out in the water and somehow or another they always swim. Well, this morning I want to take you to the master of problems and the master of trouble. And that was Job. According to the Bible, Job, well, I guess the most miserable man of the Bible. He faced more things in life than the ordinary person. He lost all that he had. He lost all his family, lost all the cattle. He lost about everything. And yet he said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to serve him. But in Job 23 and 10, here's what Job said. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, my friend, that's really confidence in God. That's really confidence in knowing that regardless of any circumstances and any situation, God is there Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm, because that's what Job did. Job said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to serve him. And you know, he said, I don't care what's going to happen to me, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. You see, God's always working in your behalf. And in Psalms 18, listen to what David said. As for God, his ways are perfect. The word of the Lord is tried or has been proved. He is the buckler of all those that trust him. An elderly lady one time, a pastor went into her home and to read the scripture to her. He reached over, picked up her Bible, and in that Bible it had a big T and a big P. And he asked her, said, ma'am, what does that mean? And she said, well, everywhere you see the T, that means it's been tested, and everywhere you see the P, that means it's been proved. And my friend, there's a Bible said that we're foreseeing that we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. There are other people that's come our way, then there's other people that's gone our way, and other people that trusted and depended upon the Lord. When you stop to think about it, who else can you depend upon? Who else can be a friend like Jesus? Who else can be the trouble solver in the time of all your pain and the trouble of all your heartache? You know, I make a statement so many times, and I think it would be good for you to remember this, that my problem and my warfare is not to defeat the devil. My warfare and my trouble is to believe that he's already been defeated. And many times I have trouble with that. I struggle with that. But I just turn it over to the Lord. After all, I take my burdens to the Lord, and I just leave them there. He'll take care of them. You say, well, preacher, you mean you never worry? No, no, don't let anybody tell you that we don't never worry. We have concerns, we have worries, we have problems, we have troubles, we have heartaches in our life. But Jesus Christ is the problem solver. So he said in Psalms 31 and 15, my time are at my end, my times are in thy hands. You know, a lot of things, God allows things to work in our life, not that he's tempting us, but that he's testing us. Maybe he's getting us ready for a bigger battle. I believe that when David went up against the giant, you know, out there in the wilderness, and David slew Goliath there in the desert, he was only getting David ready for a bigger giant. There's a bigger giant ahead, because David is going to become a great leader of a lot of people and going to have to make a lot of great decisions. And he said, my times are in thy hands. And he believed that God worked every day, every second, and every moment for the good of the Lord in his life. We had a Sunday school teacher said last week something that really hit home with me. She made the statement, Lucinda Presley made the statement, that our minds and our hearts belong to us. And it's up to us to set our heart and our mind toward God. So our times are in his hands. In Psalms 91 and 1 and 2, hey, by the way, this is my favorite Psalms of the Bible. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. You know, we're living in a country today when they forgot how to trust in God. Many years ago, they wrote it on our money due to the fact that they wanted to become a God-fearing nation, and they wanted people to know that our trust was in God. A song were wrote, America the Beautiful and God Bless America, and we put one nation under God. The Ten Commandments were the commandments of the people who followed after God. But our nation have lost some morality. There no longer there's any morals in our country. Seems like we're getting farther and farther away from God, and yet we still say we trust in God. My friend, we're not really trusting in God. We're trusting in the almighty dollar. Greed has taken over the heart and the minds of people. Our hearts are no longer seeking after God. Our minds are no longer seeking after God. We are seeking for the things that comfort and satisfy us. Who cares what God thinks as long as I'm comforted and satisfied? One more, why sink when you can swim? And that's in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You know, I said to a family just last week, and this family, by the way, pray for them. God knows who they are. I said to this family when I heard that they had this terrible, terrible sickness has come upon them, that scripture came to me, and I called them and told them. I said, I called all the way over into Virginia and told them,
I said, trust
in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, that is one passage of scripture that we can grab a hold of, and we will never sink. We will never go under like old Brother B.R.
A boy grew up in Nazareth, known throughout the land. Well, he had a way of doing things crafted with his hand. Folks came from near and far, heard his work was good. One day he would be known as the master of the wood. By the time that he was 30, doing everything he done, everyone who knew him knew he was the Father's son. Carved his way through all mankind every way he could. Soon he would be known as the master of the wood. They said his name was Jesus, a man from Galilee. They said he was the carpenter, but he's more than that to me. But he's a picture of forgiveness, painted with his blood, dying for my salvation, the master of the world. Well, in the city of Jerusalem, a man of 33, convicted of a crime and sentenced to be nailed to the tree. Well, as they nailed him to the cross, they never understood that when he'd speak those final words, "It's finished," he would become the master of the wood. They said his name, Jesus, the man from Galilee. They said he was the carpenter, but he's more than that to me. He's the picture of forgiveness, painted with his blood, dying for my salvation, was the master.
Yes, sir, he was the master of the wood. He hung on a dirty old tree that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. Aren't you glad for that this morning? I'm so glad that God gave me this ministry that I might sit before the mic and preach to you and tell you just how much God loves you. He loves you so much that he went to Calvary for you. You don't have to die. You can live. We don't have to die for Christ. We have to live for Christ. And I live for him every day. Oh, I don't live a perfect life. I don't never let anybody tell you, well, preachers are perfect. No, we have our faults and failures just like everyone else. I want you to continue to remember Martha in your prayers. And Martha's, well, she's just there holding her own. So we're still praying for her and my granddaughter. I thought about my granddaughter, Keely Faith. I want you to
pray for her. She's doing quite well, just kind of holding her own. But I've got so many people that I talk to along the way that have sickness, have problems. Barry and Patty, they have their problems. Our churches, we run into people in our churches. And by the way, I am pastoring at Pillar of Truth Church regular now, and over at Red Sulphur on two Sundays a month. So I'm quite busy. I'm trying to stay busy for the Lord, but I love being busy for the Lord. I've been on this radio station since 86, and with your help and support, we're going to continue on. Well, let's pray. Father, we're so glad that you're for us. You said if you'd be for us, there was no power that could stand against us. And we thank you that you've given us power over ourselves and over the enemy. And God, the enemy is strong. He goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But when he sees the blood, he's got to back off, and because he knows we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I pray for my sick folks. I pray where death has entered the ranks of the homes. I pray that God, somehow or another, you will intervene and send them a blessing, because they need to be blessed. And only you are the blesser. So bless their heart and bless their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Well, there's a lighthouse on a hillside, and it overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, you know it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now, it will safely lead me on. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, my ship, it would sail no more. Now everybody that lives around me, they say, why don't you tear that old lighthouse down? You see, the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. There ain't no use in it standing round. Then my mind goes back to a stormy night, when just in time I saw the light, and the light from that old lighthouse. And from,
yes, neighbor, I hope that you saw that great light and you've been saved. He is the light of the world. But Jesus said, now you are the light of the world. I trust today that the light of the gospel has shone into your heart and in your life. And you can say yes to God, and God will save you. The Bible said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I stand firm on that, regardless of what you've been brought up or what you think. You can trust God, because He is dependable. You can depend upon Him at any time and all the time of your life. Well, I've got to get out of here, so until the same time next Sunday, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.